إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.
Surely the men who submit to Allah and the women who submit to Allah, the men who have faith and the women who have faith, the men who are obedient and the women who are obedient, the men who are truthful and the women who are truthful, the men who are steadfast and the women who are steadfast, the men who humble themselves to Allah and the women who humble themselves to Allah, the men who give alms and the women who give alms, the men who fast and the women who fast, the men who guard their chastity and the women who guard their chastity, the men who remember Allah much and the women who remember Allah much. For them has Allah prepared forgiveness and a mighty reward.
وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَن يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ وَمَن يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا.
It does not behove a believer, male or female, that when Allah and His Messenger have decided an affair, they should exercise their choice. And whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger has strayed to manifest error.
وَإِذْ تَقُولُ لِلَّذِي أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَأَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِ أَمْسِكْ عَلَيْكَ زَوْجَكَ وَاتَّقِ اللَّهَ أَمْسِكْ عَلَيْكَ زَوْجَكَ وَاتَّقِ اللَّهَ وَتُخْفِي فِي نَفْسِكَ مَا اللَّهُ مُبْدِيهِ وَتَخْشَى النَّاسَ والله أحق أن تخشاه فلما قضى زيد منها وطرا زوجناكها لكي لا يكون على المؤمنين حرج في أزواج أدعيائهم إذا قضوا منهن وطرا وكان أمر الله مفعولا.
O Prophet, call to mind when you said to him whom Allah had favored and you had favored, cleave to your wife and fear Allah. And you concealed within yourself for fear of people what Allah was to reveal, although Allah has greater right that you fear Him. So when Zaid had accomplished what he would of her, we gave her in marriage to you, so that there should not be any constraint for the believers regarding the wives of their adopted sons after they had accomplished whatever they would of them. And Allah's command was bound to be accomplished. Cleave to your wife and fear Allah. The words, him whom Allah had favored, allude to Zaid ibn Haritha, who was the Prophet's freed slave and adopted son. Zaid's wife at that time was Zainab, the Prophet's cousin, whom he himself had given in marriage to him. The spouses, however, were not maritally well adjusted. As a result, Zaid felt inclined to divorce Zainab.
Although Allah has greater right that you fear Him.
God wanted the Prophet, peace be upon him, to marry Zainab after Zaid would divorce her, the purpose being to put an end to the ancient custom according to which a person's adopted son was regarded, in quite a legal sense, as his own.
The Prophet, peace be upon him, however, was not inclined to marry Zainab, for he took into account the severe reaction that this might provoke among his people. It was for this reason that he earnestly tried to dissuade Zayd from divorcing Zainab.
So when Zayd had accomplished what he would of her,
that is, Zayd accomplished his desire of definitively divorcing his wife. As a result, all legal relationship between him and his wife was sundered.
ما كان على النبي من حرج فيما فرض الله له سنة الله في الذين خلوا من قبل وكان أمر الله قدرا مقدورا.
There would be no hindrance to the Prophet regarding what Allah ordained for him. Such has been Allah's way with the prophets who went before. Allah's command is a decree firmly determined.
الَّذِينَ يُبَلِّغُونَ رِسَالَاتِ اللَّهِ وَيَخْشَوْنَهُ وَلَا يَخْشَوْنَ أَحَدًا إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ حَسِيبًا.
This is Allah's way regarding those who deliver the messages of Allah and who fear Him and fear no one else than Allah. Allah is sufficient as a reckoner.
مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِّجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِن رَّسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا.
Muhammad, peace be upon him, is not the father of any of your men, but he is the messenger of Allah and the seal of the prophets. Allah has full knowledge of everything and the seal of the prophets.
This one sentence cuts at the root of all objections ventilated by the opponents against the Prophet's marriage. Their first objection was that the Prophet, peace be upon him, had married his own daughter-in-law. This was answered by the revelation, Muhammad, peace be upon him, is not the father of any of your men. The implication of the statement being that since Zayd was not the Prophet's son, it was not unlawful for him to marry Zayd's divorced wife. The opponents then preferred another objection. Even though an adopted son cannot be equated as one's own, there was nevertheless no need to make use of such facilitating permission. In response, the essential position of the Prophet, peace be upon him, was explained by saying, "He is the messenger of Allah and the seal of the prophets." The implication of this statement is clear, that as God's messenger, it was incumbent on Muhammad, peace be upon him, to put an end to all unjustified constraints which had encumbered people's lives by prohibiting that which is lawful. In this circumstance, it was his duty to restore the lawfulness of the acts that are lawful in God's sight. This aspect of the Prophet's duty was further stressed by saying that he is the seal of the prophets. The implication being that apart from being God's messenger, he was also the seal of the prophets after whom no other prophet would come. Hence, if anything required reform, either in the legal or social sphere, it was only the Prophet, peace be upon him, who could bring that about. The fact of his being the final prophet made it all the more necessary that he should do away with all the objectionable customs and practices of the time of ignorance. This point was even further emphasized by saying, "Allah has full knowledge of everything," meaning that God fully knows why it was necessary that a certain aspect of Jahiliyyah should be extirpated through the Prophet, peace be upon him, at a given time, and that he also knows the harm of letting the status quo ante continue.